Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Back by popular demand, we have a gentleman who's leading the effort with the USS Little Rock LCS-9 commissioning, and they have sponsorship opportunities. We're going to be talking about that today. Our guest is Maurice L. Nalon III, better known as Mo Nalon. I had the great opportunity of going to high school with him and with his sister from kindergarten on, and a very fine family. He has a Bachelor of Arts degree from Colgate University in 75. He's a partner with the firm The Financial Architects. He's been on the board of directors of Financial Planning Counselors of Western New York and was president, also president of the Buffalo Chapter, the Society of Financial Service Professionals, and regional vice president, New York State Association of Insurance and Financial Associates, our guest today. And he's been working so hard for the last year for people to become a part of naval history with the USS Little Rock. Tell us, what is this all about, Mo Nalon?
Thanks, Brian. And actually, Brian, it's the last 2 years. It's hard to believe, but when the Navy approached me to, you know, organize the commissioning community, it was in August of 2015. And it's been a little bit of a journey since then, but it's finally here, which we're delighted. And the date is the 16th of December, 2017. And of course, that'll be preceded. The ship will actually arrive in port on the 8th of December. And we'll have a press conference and a crew welcoming as they pull into port. Then it's a happy circumstance. The next day is the Army-Navy game. So we'll be taking the sailors over to enjoy some wings and beers at Riverworks. Mm-hmm. And some other refreshments, and that'll kind of kick off the week. And then it'll be a whole week of parties and gatherings and receptions, and that week will kind of the social crescendo will be on the 15th, which is a Friday. Mm-hmm. And it's on the 15th that we'll be hosting the what they call the chairman's reception, and that will be military, government, community leaders, and other people in our community who are interested in attending. We're guessing that there'll be somewhere between 550 and 650 people there. The tickets are limited, I should say. Most of the tickets have already been taken up by the military, by the community leaders who have supported us in a financial way. But we do have 200 tickets available for the general public. And a ticket to that gathering is $250. And that, of course, supports not only the commissioning activities, but any remaining funds that we have will go to support STEM scholarships and support of other military-centric activities in Buffalo, such as the upkeep of the Little Rock Museum, the decommissioned Little Rock that forms the centerpiece for our Naval and Military Park. And because the remaining funds will be used for charitable endeavors, whenever a committee, whenever a community, Brian, is asked to host a commissioning, the monies are raised through a 501c3 organization. Oftentimes, that's whatever the local community's Navy League is or another military organization. Because of the reputation and the longstanding veterans scholarship luncheon that the Buffalo Renaissance Foundation has, we chose to use BRF as our 501c3. And the directors and at the Buffalo Renaissance Foundation, I'm really proud to say, because as you know, I was a founder of Buffalo Renaissance, but the directors decided to give us our initial contribution. So the this whole program, which started over 2 years ago, the initial funding, it was launched by the Buffalo Renaissance Foundation. So it's a really perfect capstone to a group that I helped to form back in 1981.
It's a wonderful program. I've been to some of their programs, I believe, for scholarships. So it's a very noble organization, the Buffalo Renaissance Foundation. Now, let's talk a little bit about sponsorship levels. If we have a business person or a retired person who has a couple thousand dollars they'd like to give to a worthy cause and they want to get involved with the USS Little Rock LCS-9 commissioning, maybe they're Navy veterans who may have a very warm spot in their hearts for this USS Little Rock LCS-9 commissioning. And I see the sponsorship levels are from $500 as ensign up to captain $10,000 or an admiral at $100,000. Now, we reach 17 states west of the Mississippi down south to northern Florida. Let's talk about the sponsorship levels. Why should a business person, a retired person, or a Navy veteran give to this?
Well, first of all, we're making history. The commissioning itself, the Navy celebrated their 242nd birthday on October 13th. And there's a long history of ships being renamed. There's been five USS Milwaukees. Of course, everybody knows there's been a number of USS Enterprises, a number of USS Independences. I was last year I was at the USS Detroit commissioning, which is a sister ship to the USS Little Rock. And I think that was the second USS Detroit. Having said that, Brian, this is the first time in the 242-year history of the Navy that a ship will be commissioned right beside its namesake. So in terms of supporting the mission of the Navy, it's a great way to reflect that support. But beyond that, the monies that remain with the Buffalo Renaissance Foundation, as I noted earlier, those funds will be used for kids that are interested in a career in the military and are looking for a STEM scholarship, such as, or, you know, and when I say STEM, I think a lot of people know that that stands for science, technology, engineering, and math.
Right.
There will be other, Buffalo is a very veteran-oriented community, and so there will be other veteran initiatives that we can use depending on how much money we have left. So if I had a soft spot in the heart for my Navy, for the Navy, and I wanted to make a charitable donation, depending on what my wherewithal was, it would be a wonderful gift and something, you know, people, depending on the size of the gift, Brian, people could even make a gift in their name. In other words, if retired Captain Smith wanted John A. Smith Family Foundation USS Little Rock scholarship, that would be a separate sleeve with the Buffalo Renaissance, and that scholarship would be directed by that family each year. And again, with a military twist toward it.
What about the $100,000 level?
Well, again, you know, Brian, it's really a function of what a person's resources are. The more that we raise, and this seems kind of axiomatic, but the more that we raise and the less that we spend, the more money will be left for charitable endeavors. So our goal is to not only raise money, but also to get in-kind contributions. We want this to be a spectacular 8 or 9 day event, and we don't want to cut any corners, but we also want to be very good stewards with the money that's been entrusted to us. So we want a first-class event, but we're not bashful if in executing that first class event we can receive funds along with in-kind contributions, whether it's from restaurants or, you know, various food and beverage facilities. That's great as well.
Now, if somebody is listening in Detroit or Cleveland or Manhattan, Washington or South Buffalo, how should they contact you? How should they make arrangements to become a sponsor for the USS Little Rock Commissioning?
Their best bet, Brian, is to go to www.USSLittleRockLCS9.org. And the LCS, Brian, stands for Littoral Combat Ships, because as you know, these are smaller ships that have the capacity to get into littoral areas or coastal areas. Mm-hmm. And right now, Brian, technically the name is PCU Little Rock, because it's really, until the actual day of the commissioning, right now the Little Rock is just a piece of metal that's owned by Lockheed Martin. So PCU stands for Pre-Commissioning Unit Little Rock. Technically, we're not going to call it USS Little Rock until Janae Bonner on Saturday morning, December 16th. After everyone's spoken, at that point, the ship sponsor, who's Mrs. Janae Bonner, when she goes to Commander Peters and says, "Commander Peters, bring the ship to life," at that point, the commissioning pennant will be flown, and all the sailors will board the ship, and at that very instant, the ship will now be part of the fleet of the United States Navy. And Brian, that commissioning ceremony, mm-hmm. that's a tradition that goes back to the British Navy. What people are going to be seeing is an extraordinary, I like it because it's about an hour and a half, so you're not going to be sitting there listening to politicians and people speaking, you know, for a half hour at a clip. It's a relatively quick ceremony, but it is absolutely just chock full of ancient traditions. Matter of fact, the pennant goes back to the Egyptian Navy. The narrow little commissioning pennant that's flown, that actually goes back to ancient times, that tradition. So people are really, really in for a treat, Brian. They're going to see something that, unless you're in the Navy, unless you have the good fortune of having been to a commissioning before, this is something you'll remember for a lifetime.
Good. Well, it's a wonderful opportunity. We urge all our listeners, if you're listening in Cheektowaga, New York, or Montreal, or our nation's capital, drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you. We encourage you to get involved with Mo Nalon, with being a part of U.S. Naval history, with the commissioning of the USS Little Rock LCS-9 in Buffalo, New York. Please write to us, to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We have received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand, and we'd like to hear from you. We did get some fan mail from Lamont, Illinois, and from Buffalo, New York this week, so we always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. We have a little plug here. Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AMPOL Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AMPOL Legal. The AMPOL Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our past guests, Republican leader of the New York State Assembly, Brian Kolb, former Senator Dale Volker, and District Governor for Rotary International, Reg Madison. Coming up, we're having a program on the Federal Hall restoration efforts in New York City. And also Paul and Chris Bellani with the Coats for Kids campaign, and Andrea Katsimatidis, who is the new Manhattan, New York, Republican County Chairman. A little bit more information about Maurice L. Nalon, better known as Mo Nalon. He was president of the Buffalo Association of Insurance and Financial Associates, life member, $1 million Roundtable, and also He and his colleagues at the Financial Architects provide business and personal advisory services. They help successful families manage and protect their intergenerational wealth. Mo Nalon, our guest today on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Let's talk about, steeped in tradition, the impressive festivities surrounding the week-long celebration that you're going to have for the USS Little Rock commissioning. Let's talk about that.
Well, Brian, I'm glad that you mentioned Montreal, because being on the border and with our love of our Canadian cousins, unlike a lot of commissionings, we're hoping that we'll have a good representation from the Canadian Navy joining us for the commissioning.
Well, we blanket Toronto and Montreal because a former guest years ago, George Meeser, was fishing near Montreal, and this was the only station he could pick up was ESPN AM 1520 fishing. It was the only station he could pick up.
And George Meeser was my neighbor. So that's
he is a very fine man. I think he's about 92 years old now, but a great fellow, and I believe he's president of his condominium association in Florida.
That doesn't surprise me. He lost his wife a couple years back, but for a number of years they rented a home next to our home over the summers. And I actually, Brian, another military-oriented thing, I happen to be the area chair for the Employer Support for Garden Reserve, ESGR, mm-hmm. and that's a role that many years ago the Fred Dentingers of the world and the George Meesers, the Gene Gollins, they were the people that carried that mantle before my mm-hmm. generation took it over. So George is a wonderful guy.
Wonderful man. He brought me to Damon College in the 1980s to be in charge of public affairs when he was a board member. Wonderful person. But talk about what you're going to have that week.
Well, Brian, the excitement. best way for the public to think of it, it's going to be a miniature fleet week. So I mentioned that the ship arrives on a Friday, on Friday the 8th, and then the Army-Navy game will be on Saturday. Go Navy. Although I must say as an aside that I was not distressed that Army finally won last year. But okay. Now let's get back to another 10 or 12 Navy victories. And then throughout the week, for instance, one afternoon we're going to be hosting a lunch for the Gold Star Mothers. Mm-hmm. That's not always part of a commissioning week, but we just felt that we'd like to really honor the moms that lost a child and mm-hmm. that really paid such a high sacrifice in support of our country's freedom. There's also, there'll be a luncheon. It's a tradition, Brian. And when I mentioned Janae Bonner as the ship's sponsor, it's always a female that is the sponsor. And Janae is a wonderful woman from Alabama. And she and her husband were good friends with then Secretary of the Navy, Ray Mabus. So Janae and I have developed a very nice telephone relationship, and I'm looking forward to actually meeting her when she travels to Buffalo in December. So Janae's luncheon, that's the sponsor's luncheon. It's a smaller activity. I mentioned to you that Friday is the big kind of crescendo party called the Chairman's Reception. The evening before is what's called the Commander's Reception. And that's where Commander Peters really thanks the Buffalo Organizing Committee for all the work that we've done over the last 2 years to bring this to fruition. So it's been a great partnership working with Crew 109, which is the crew of the Little Rock, and being led by Commander Todd Peters. And then Wednesday night, I guess I'm kind of going backwards, but Wednesday night will be the crew party, and that will be over at the Pearl Street Bar and Grill. And then I mentioned the Commander's Party, which will be held over at the Lafayette Hotel. So, as I say, the chairman's reception will be at the Hyatt Regency. So it's a whole host of small and big receptions. The Buffalo Harbor Museum is having a small gathering on Erie Street on Monday to welcome the officers of the USS Little Rock. So it's basically morning, noon, and night. There's going to be things going on. So I've kind of cut out all my other activities for the week.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the scholarships for the USS Little Rock commissioning. and net proceeds will benefit scholarships for students in our community, as well as providing financial support for the original USS Little Rock at Canalside. Let's talk about those scholarships, Mo Nalon.
And then other military activities as they develop over the years. But kids can join ROTC. They can use family resources. But we want to be in a position, and it's always been a tradition of the Buffalo Renaissance Foundation, Brian. Mm-hmm. The Friday closest to every Veterans Day, we have a luncheon. This year, the speaker is going to be Command Master Chief Joe Reynolds, who will be traveling from the Little Rock to be with us. And at that luncheon, we raise money and we confer one or a number of scholarships to deserving sailors. This particular scholarship is more for people that are currently in the service. The Little Rock scholarship will be kind of a parallel scholarship and will be awarded to not only people that are in the service, but people that are high school children that are getting ready, or young men and women who are getting ready to leave for college and are looking to pursue a career in the military and in one of the technical arts, again, science, technology, engineering, or math. So it's a great way. I should say, Brian, mm-hmm. when the Navy asks a community to host a commissioning, they expect that that community will maintain a relationship with the ship throughout its life in the fleet, which we expect that a ship like the new USS Little Rock will probably have a tenure of 30 to 35 years before it's decommissioned. So during that time, we can't think of a better way to honor the Little Rock and honor the history that took place in Buffalo than by branding a Buffalo Renaissance Foundation scholarship in the name of the USS Little Rock. So that will be support young boys and girls, as I say, who are looking to pursue a career in the military and also who want to pursue a STEM course of study.
I'd like to mention that we have had on this show a lot of viewpoints mentioned by Yvonne Boyce, who's a philanthropist from Boca Raton, Florida, and she's on the National Endowment for the Arts in Washington, D.C., and she talks about STEM, but she added an A. She made it STEAM, adding arts to the STEM, and that's what she's been pushing nationally. Now, let's talk a little bit more about the history of the Navy's newest ship, the USS Little Rock LCS-9, and how this is making history. It was on the front page of the Buffalo News by Lou Michel, October 22nd. Let's talk about that.
Well, Brian, there are these LCS ships, which really, I think for the general public, you can think of them more as frigates. The last Oliver Hazard Perry frigate was decommissioned last year, so I think over time you will hear, as they become more powerful, these ships will become the new frigate class. But setting that aside, there are two LCS ships, mm-hmm. Littoral combat ships. And one is the Independence variant, and they're made down in Austell by Austell USA in Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah.
The other variant is the Freedom class, of which the USS Little Rock is one. Mm-hmm. And those ships are made in Marinette, Wisconsin. So when Little Rock makes its way to Buffalo, it will travel down through Lake Michigan. And for those of you who don't have a map in front of you, Marinette is way, way north. Well, not way, way. It's about an hour north of Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Right.
So it's really up, kind of the top of the state.
Mm-hmm.
And the Fincantieri Shipworks is the group that, in concert with Lockheed Martin and many, many other contractors, is building the Freedom class. So, again, you have the Independence class, Mobile, Alabama, and then you have our class, the Freedom class, which they're made in Wisconsin. And these ships will travel upwards of 45 knots. So I like to tell people they're kind of like the cigarette boats of the Navy, because they really are quick little ships, and they're very, very powerful. They have a full helicopter landing pad. They have two cavities for what are commonly known as drones, but unmanned air vehicles, UAVs, and a host of front-mounted cannons to do some serious damage in the event that they're ever asked to operate in anger.
Very good.
Oh, Brian, let me share one other thing with you. People might find it of interest. The Little Rock Museum, which was called a missile cruiser, that ship, to be fully operational, required 1,400 sailors. The new Little Rock, with all the computer technology, you can run the ship really with 50, but more aptly, you'd have at least 70 sailors on the ship. And then depending on how the package is outfitted, is if it was sub-hunting or mine interdiction or pirate interdiction, depending on the package that it's equipped with, you could have upwards of 120 sailors. But there's really a big difference between the 120 that fully manned can run this ship versus 1,400 to run the original Little Rock. The other thing that people might find of interest, this ship has no rudder. It's run with water jets. There's a diesel engine that gets it underway, and then when it really wants to get up and go, there's a complementing Rolls-Royce jet engine, and the thrust is through a large water jet, and then there's a water jet on each side to actually steer the ship. So I don't mean to be irreverent, but it's kind of like a giant jet ski.
I mean, okay.
It's got some pretty good get up and go.
Again, if somebody would like to give money, as you have sponsorships going from $500 level to $100,000 level, or people to get involved, where should they call, write, read?
Well, their best bet, again, Brian, I'll give you that website once again, and I'll give it to you slowly. It's www, of course, and then it's .usslittlerock, and then lcs9.org. And the LCS, again, is Littoral Combat Ship, and we are the Freedom Class ships use odd numbers. The Independence Class use the even numbers. So just to set it in place for people, the original Freedom was LCS-1. The Fort Worth was LCS-3. Milwaukee was LCS-5. Detroit was LCS-7. And now LCS-9 is USS Little Rock. So USS Little Rock, LCS-9. Excuse me, yes, USS Little Rock, LCS9.org.
Okay.
And that'll get you all the information you need. If you want to give some money out of your paper route, you can give $25 using PayPal. If you want to send us a check for $100,000, the post office box is right there. You make the check payable to USS Little Rock Commissioning Committee. We really appreciate everybody's enthusiasm and everyone's support, and I really appreciate you having me on the show, Brian.
My pleasure. Again, Mo Nalon is the chairman of the USS Little Rock Commissioning Committee. The new ship is scheduled to be commissioned on December 16th, 2017. Special thanks to our director of production for the last 15 years, Kevin Carr. And thank you for teaching us so much about the commissioning sponsorship opportunities, Mo Nalon, for the USS Little Rock. Again, any thoughts or comments, please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Thank you for teaching us so much about the USS Little Rock, Mo Nalon. Have a great week.
Thanks, Brian.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.